阿们。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会。我们一同唱诗89首。大家同心跪下祷告，求主带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。感谢主耶稣带领。一个月过去了，要回到我们奉主教会了。
And thank God we have this opportunity, and several months have come so that it is my time to return.
晚上刚好我们有聚会，所以我在这里跟大家分享。
And this opportunity that we have, I thank God that I have the chance to share God's truth with you.
善用神的恩典。
How to make wise use of God's grace.
这次我到温哥华去一个月的时间。
And this time I went to Vancouver for a period of a month.
去那里跟神学生上课，也跟弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
And there I taught theological seminary classes and also had fellowship and service with the brothers and sisters in that location.
体验到很多的神的恩典。
I experienced much of God's grace.
这是从一些弟兄姐妹身上所听到的这些恩典。
Particularly in terms of hearing from the grace of brothers and sisters experienced personally.
所以让我想起来呀、啊，神的恩典真的是很丰富。
All of this made me realize how abundant God's grace is.
而且这个恩典是随时随地，多在我们身边。
Moreover, this grace can be experienced all around us and in every moment.
并且这个恩典是要给我们用的。
Furthermore, this grace is for us to utilize.
好像在温哥华的弟兄姐妹啊，他们好像对政府啊给人民的那种福利啊，大家都很清楚。
And in Vancouver, it is very evident to the members there how well the government supports and provides for its citizens.
每个人谈起来都是哇，我们有什么几岁的时候有什么恩典，几岁的时候有什么福利，哇，这样。
Because everyone keeps on talking about how when you reach certain age, the government provides this and that for you.
有些人还谈到说哇，怎么样就可以享受到什么福利，这样。
And some people also talk about which conditions you need to meet to be eligible for certain benefits.
什么是福利?
And what are these benefits?
就是恩典。
And they are none other than grace.
所以我生活在那种有恩典的很多福利的国家哦，感觉他们很快乐。
Therefore, people who live in countries where there is much grace or much benefits live happily.
年轻的很快乐，因为他们也有恩典。
And the youth are also happy and joyful because they also experience that grace.
到年老了，哎，更高兴，哦，福利更多。
When they grow older, they are even happier because the benefits pile on to each other.
这个是政府给人民的福利，也可以说是恩典。
These are the benefits or also grace that the government provides its citizens. 哎，
我们可以白白领受。
And we can receive these freely.
只要我们具备。就是说，我是这个国家的国民。
As long as we meet the condition that we are citizens of this country,
我就可以领受。
Then I can receive that.
这个叫做恩典。
This is grace.
是白白领受。
Which is given to us freely.
其实神给世人呢，也就是这种恩典。
And in actuality, what the Heavenly Father gives men in this world is the same grace.
神有丰富的恩典。
Because God has abundant grace.
他是要给世人来享受的。
And this grace is meant to be enjoyed by the people who live in this world.
但可惜的是说有人不知道这个恩典。
The unfortunate aspect is that many people ignore the existence of this grace.
所以需要有人来传这个福音。
So then there is the need for people to preach this gospel.
福音就是恩典的消息。
The gospel is the news of the grace.
让世人知道说天上的神呢、啊，给我们世上的人有这样的福利。
So that the world might know that God provides all these benefits to us.
那我们应该怎么样去享受这个福利？
And how then should we enjoy these benefits?
这个叫做福音。
This is what the gospel is concerned with.
政府如果有这个福利，那有人来告诉我们，我们一定很高兴。
If the government has certain benefits and we are told about them, then I'm sure we will all be glad.
但是可惜的是，我们传福音呢，很多人听到不一定高兴。
But the regrettable part is that when people hear about the good news, they might not accept it gladly.
这个就是世人不认识神，不了解神的爱。
And this is how people do not know God nor His love.
但是今天呢，我们已经认识神， 而且相信耶稣基督已经进入到神的恩典中了。
However, today, given that we have believed in God and we have known the Son Jesus Christ, we have entered into His grace.
那这个丰盛的恩典已经是跟我们同在。
And this abundant grace is abiding with us today.
这个恩典就在我们中间。
This grace is among us.
所以我们应该是懂得怎么样来善用神的恩典。
And therefore, it is our duty to understand how to use God's grace wisely.
来享受神给我们的福利哈。
And how to enjoy the benefits that come from God.
我们先看一节圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
约翰福音第一章
John chapter
1约翰福音第一章十四节
John chapter 1 verse 14、
我常常一直在反复读这一节圣经
I repeatedly read and meditate upon this verse
越读就 越有感受
The more I read it, the more reflections I have of it
十四节说
14
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理、这里说道成了肉身住在我们中间
Here it mentions that the word became flesh and dwelt among us
住在我们中间
It dwelt among us
充充满满有恩典有真理
Full of grace and truth
那可见这个充充满满的恩典呢，就住在我们中间。
Therefore, this fullness of grace and truth is among us.
这个真的是一项很好的信息。
And indeed, it is a very good news.
这个叫福音。
This is the gospel.
如果我们听清楚了这句话，我们就会哇很高兴。
If we make clear sense of this phrase, then we shall rejoice.
哇，主耶稣从天上带来了充充满满的恩典。住在我们中间。
Jesus came from above and dwelt among us with abundant grace.
我们已经接受了主耶稣基督。
And we have accepted Jesus Christ.
那这个充充满满的恩典呢，就住在我们中间。
And when we do so, this fullness of grace is among us.
这个恩典呢，我们想它，我们就很用就是一种福利
So
给我们的福利。
The way we can think about this grace is as a benefit.
那我们就会晓得，哎，那我怎么去享用这个福利
？So then we will think about how to utilize this benefit.
因为这个充充满满的恩典住在我们中间呢，就是要我们享受的。
Because the fullness of the grace which dwells among us is meant for us to enjoy.
像主耶稣对保罗所说的。
Just like Jesus Christ told Paul.
保罗知道主耶稣有充充满满的恩典。
Paul also had the understanding that Jesus is full of grace.
但在那个时候啊，他好像还不太了解说使用神的恩典。
But in his time, it seemed that they did not know how to fully use God's grace.
所以主耶稣提醒他。
Therefore, Jesus reminded him how to do it.
我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is enough for you.
这是一个很重要的提醒。
And this is a very important warning.
提醒我们已经在神恩典中的每一个信徒。
It is a reminder for all of us believers who dwell in His grace.
你不需要再找什么恩典呢？不需要再去别的地方找。
Because there is no need to seek for grace anywhere else.
也不需要说，哎呀，再向我求什么，都已经给了，不用求的。
It is not that we need to ask for anything because all things have been given to us.
可是我发现我们很多人还在求啊。恩典在这里，可是还在求。
I realize that many of us have the grace right by our side, but still we are asking for it.
这一次我去温哥华，就听到一个姐妹，她就见证，哇！我听了以后，我就对呀、这个就是圣经的道理呀、就是圣经。
When I was in Vancouver, I heard the testimony of a sister, and immediately I remembered that that is what the Bible is precisely talking about.
在那遇到最大的那种苦难的时候
，When faced with the most unsolvable trouble，
那个时候人最软弱，最无助，哇！现在我怎么办
？It is when men are most helpless and at the most weak.
所有的一切好像所依靠的一切好像都消失了。
And all sorts of reliance vanishes.
在一个时间里面突然间消失了。
In an instant, all of that is gone.
他感觉到说哇，现在好像整个天地都暗了。
And the sister felt as if the sky had darkened all of a sudden.
他一直没有办法了解。
She couldn't understand.
在那种最暗淡的时候啊，他向神祷告。
In this moment of darkness, she prayed to God.
那神祷告是不是说，哦，神赐给他什么东西？
So is it that out of her prayer, God granted her something?
啊，没有。
No.
哎，神很奇妙，神就是好像让他看见。
God is wonderful, and what he did was to let her see something.
看见说，哎，神的恩典就在我身边。
She saw how God's grace was always by her side.
哎，一发现了，马上就在看，哎，我这里也有，再发现，这里也有，这样子。
And the more she looked toward her surroundings, the more she realized that God's grace was with her all along.
所以他说，这些恩典都是让你感到很意外，为什么？早就已经预备在这里，我怎么不知道？是这种意外。
There she felt very astonished that grace was with her alone, but she did not know about it.
她见证了，最近她见证她的女儿的婚姻。
And she testified about the marriage of her daughter.
以前曾经听过，啊，有人说，哎呀，你这个女儿可能嫁不出去。
In the past, she heard people say that maybe your daughter will remain single forever.
哎，真的是一直到。过了30岁了，31了，还没有消息。
And her daughter was 30, then 31 years old, but still there was no good news.
她也是有一点想说，是不是真的是这样？
And then she started maybe considering that what people had said would be true.
但是她女儿就有信心，她跟她说，有一天她跟她讲，妈妈说，我32岁就会结婚。
However, the daughter had faith, and one day she told her mother, I will be married when I am 32.
你根据什么这样说?
So the mother asked, why do you say so?
说她也不知道,有一天晚上在睡觉的时候,在梦中好像有这样的一个意念。
She said that she didn't know clearly why, but that she had such feeling and instinct one day when she had a dream.
啊,她妈妈把这个放在心上,怎么会?是不是这样?
Therefore, the mother put the matter to heart.
哎，果真过了一年了，哎，消息来了。
And then after a year passed, the news came.
突然碰到，哎，一个弟兄就在，台湾。
And suddenly she found out about a brother who lived in Taiwan.
哎，就有人，而且介绍人是在温哥华的人给他介绍。
And the person who introduced her to him was from Vancouver.
一提起来，哎，就很顺利啊。
And when they started talking about this, matters went very smoothly.
决定要结婚
，and they decided to get married.
啊，日子也定了。
They also said the day for the wedding.
哎，怎么这么快？她突然间说，哎，怎么这么快
？So suddenly she said, "Why is this so sudden?"
啊，定这个日期，她就想，哎，那这个日期我要回台湾了。
So she thought to herself, "Now that we have a date, I have to decide when to go to Taiwan."
啊，然后也要在温哥华这边办结婚典礼啊。
And therefore, they will also have a wedding ceremony in Vancouver.
所以他在想，哎，那我很久没有回台湾。
And she was thinking that she didn't go back to Taiwan for a long time.
护照不晓得有没有过期。
She didn't know if her passport was expired.
就去找。
So then she went to look into.
他的护照找出来，刚好就是结婚那天到期。
Into her passport, and she realized that the day of the expiration of the passport was the day of the wedding.
发的日期跟结束的日期就是他女儿结婚的那一天。
And the admission date and expiration date were exactly the date of the wedding of the daughter of the sister.
非常意外。
So she felt that this was very coincidental.
哇，这个21年前，这个在我早就已经预备，神早就已经预备好。
Saying that God had prepared everything 21 years ago.
其实这些神都早就已经预定了。
And this is.Something that God has predestined long ago.
我们在读圣经，常常说神预定，神预定，神预定。
我们 read the Bible.
What
does it mean when it says that it was predestined or destined to be this or that way?
神到底要预定什么
？What is God meant to predestine?
就是恩典。
It is grace.
其他他不会给你预定的。
The other things He will not predestine for you.
他不会预定你什么时候去犯罪啊，什么时候去做坏事，不可能的。
He will not predestine the time when you will do evil things or sin against Him.
神凡是出于神预定的，就是要给我们恩典的。
But everything that is predestined by God is grace for us.
好像我们对父母、对孩子的一生啊，几岁的时候要什么，几岁的时候要怎么，几岁的时候要跟他学什么啊，就是这个了。
And this is very similar to how parents plan for their children, at what age they would learn what.
我们不可能预定到他什么时候要去跌倒，不会的。
No parent will think I'm going to calculate when my kid is going to fall down on him or herself.
所以这些后来他就从那个时候开始了，一直到现在，他都每天都好像看到，哎，神的恩典都在身边，哇，他非常喜乐，非常喜乐。
So from that moment on, the sister was able to see how God was always with her and His grace was with her, bringing her joy.
她现在一个人住啊，她一点都不孤单。
Now, even when she lives alone, she is not lonely.
因为主耶稣的恩典都就在她身边。
Because God's grace is abiding by her side.
所以她特别请我们去她家里，哇，听她很多见证。
So she invited us to listen to her testimonies.
哦，我就深深感受到。
And this is what I felt very deeply.
哎呀，其实圣经早就告诉我们。
This, actually, the Bible already tells us.
主耶稣这个充充满满的恩典呢，就在我们中间啊。
Because the fullness of Jesus' grace is among us.
所以我跟他分享一些啊，他很高兴。
So I shared my thoughts about this, and she was very joyful.
彼此都能够得到造就。
And everyone was mutually edified.
他想起说，哎呀，我们应该啊。要懂得怎么样善用神的恩典。
So from this, it occurred to me how we should learn to use God's grace wisely.
我们看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得在最后勉励信徒的时候也是这么说。
When Peter concluded with his encouragement to the believers, this is what he said as well.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章的十二节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 12.
这个是最后啊，写信到最后说，我略略的写了这个信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交给你们，是要劝你们，而且要证明这个恩呢。是神的真恩，你们呢，务要在这个恩上，站立得住，这个是彼得最后啊给他们提醒勉励。
Verse 12 are the final words of encouragement from Peter.
他写的这封信的目的就在这里。
And this is the purpose for which he wrote the letter.
要让所有的信徒啊，一定要在这个真的神的真的主耶稣这个恩典上站住，站住，站稳。
So that the believers can stand steadfast on the true grace of God.
保罗说，我们因信靠着耶稣基督，因信进入神的这个恩典中。
Paul says that through faith and through Jesus Christ, we enter into this grace.
欢欢喜喜盼望的将来的神的荣耀。
And joyfully, we look forward to God's glory.
那现在彼得他勉励说，要在这个恩典上站稳，站稳。
Now Peter says that we should stand on this grace.
那是什么意思？
And what does this mean?
就是我们要懂得善用神的恩典。
He's saying that we should use God's grace wisely.
我们就会站稳了。
And then we shall stand firm.
如果你不懂得善用神的恩典，你怎么能够站稳？
How then shall you stand firm if you do not know how to use God's grace wisely?
年会我们听到说恩上加恩。
In the spiritual convocation, we learn from glory to glory.
那个恩上，你就是我们站在这个恩典上。
And to, from grace upon grace, and this is how we should stand up upon this grace.
那加恩是什么意思？
What does it mean upon grace?
坚固啊。
It is to be fortified.
你现在在这个恩典上，你要坚固啊。
We should stand strong upon this grace.
是要恩上加恩。
And then go from grace unto grace.
那怎么样能够恩上加恩？
How then do we go from grace to grace?
要善用神的恩典。
We need to use God's grace wisely.
如果不会用的话，就不会坚固了。
Because if we don't, then we shall not stand firm.
我们用什么东西来坚固神的恩典？
And how then do we strengthen God's grace?
只有神的恩典才能坚固神的恩典。
Only God's grace can strengthen God's grace.
其他的材料都不行啊。
All of the materials do not, are not up to the task.
那我们起初是怎么样得到神的恩典？
So then how do we receive God's grace in the beginning?
圣经告诉我们说，恩典是给一切相信的人。
The Bible says the grace is for all those who believe.
所以我们是用信心。领受这个恩典。
Therefore, we accept and receive this grace through faith.
也进入这个恩典中。
And in this manner, we enter into this grace.
站在这个恩典上。
Then we stand in this grace.
现在要让这个恩上加恩，就是这个恩典，在恩典上站得很坚固。
And now we need to stand steadfast in this grace that will lead us from grace unto grace.
我们同样要用我们的信心的起初这个确实的信心呢，用神的恩典，拿神的恩典来坚固我已经得到的这个恩典。
Likewise, through an unwavering faith, we should use God's grace to strengthen God's grace which we already have.
那这样就可以恩上加恩。
And this manner, we will be able to achieve grace on grace.
所以保罗勉励提摩太。
So Paul encourages Timothy.
看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
第一节
verse 1
提摩太后书第二章第一节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1
第一节说我儿啊你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来刚强起来
We need to be strong in this grace
要在恩典上刚强起来
Be strong in the grace
这个叫恩上加恩
This is from grace unto grace.
如果不刚强起来，就没有恩典，就好像失去了恩典，不但没有恩典，恩典减少了，那你就刚强不起来了。
If we are not strengthened, then this grace diminishes or vanishes, and we cannot be strengthened.
或者说你已经领受了恩典，都用完了，那你怎么办？就刚强不起来了。
Or what if we use God's grace, but we exhausted, then we cannot be strengthened?
所以呢。充充满满的恩典跟我们同在，就是要让我们在主耶稣的这个恩典中，在这个恩典上能够刚强起来。
Therefore, the fullness of the grace of the Lord dwells among us, so that we can use this grace to be strong in the grace.
我们要记住，在耶稣基督里面，要做一个刚强的人，不是靠自己。
Let us be reminded that if we are to be strong in the Lord, it is not through our power.
人再刚强。在年轻都会软弱，都会跌倒。
Because no matter how young and how strong we are, we shall fall.
唯有在神的恩典中才会刚强。
But we can only be strengthened through God's grace.
使我们成为一个刚强的人，就是因为有神丰富的恩典。
And the reason we can be strong is because we have the grace of the Lord.
所以保罗勉励提摩太要在恩典上。
This is why Paul encouraged Timothy, saying, "Be strong in the grace."
就是要懂得在主的恩典上恩上加恩。
That is to say, know how to go from grace to grace through Jesus Christ.
那要怎么样才能在这个恩典上刚强起来，恩上加恩
？How then can we be strengthened in the grace and go from grace to grace?
就是要懂得用神的恩典。
It is.To understand how to use God's grace.
保罗每一次写信都会提醒这个事情。
Every time Paul writes an epistle, he reminds us of this.
你看他每一封信一开始就会说：“愿神的恩典平安啊，从父神，从耶稣并耶稣基督加给你们。”
We notice how he started each epistle saying, "May the grace and the peace of the Lord, which comes from above, be unto you."
神的恩典源源不绝，一直来，一直来。
And this grace flows to us continuously without end.
就有一个很重要提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
提写信到最后又要讲一次祝福的话。
And in the end, when he ends with a final blessing,
愿主耶稣的恩典常与你们同在。
He says, "May the grace of the Lord be with you always."
哇，你要从头到尾就是恩典在我们同在。
We see that from the beginning till the end, everything is accompanied by God's
grace. 所以保罗所写的信也是要让门徒啊。恩上加恩。
Therefore, the letters that Paul writes are also meant to fill the disciples with grace.
那要懂得来善用这个恩典过我们的生活。
And we should know how to use this grace in our lives.
那么，圣经上所勉励的告诉我们怎么过生活，那些我们都没有问题，因为那是恩典。只要我们用信心接受这个恩典，我们就可以过这样的生活。
And the things that the Bible talks about concerning our daily living are not a preoccupation for us because if we do likewise, we know how to enjoy this grace.
所以彼得啊，在最后要离世以前，再写一封信。
Therefore, Peter, when he was about to depart from this world, wrote another epistle.
这一封信呢，就是要有宝贵的信心来善用神这个宝贵的恩典。
Saying how we should have a precious faith in order to match the precious grace of the Lord.
所以他一开头就讲到说，你们已经得到这个 宝贵的信心跟我们一同得到这个宝贵的信心、啊、
Therefore, in the beginning of his letter, he says that you have obtained this precious faith.
已经在这个恩典上站稳了。
And you have stand firm.
这个就是前书所说的。
On this grace, this is what First Peter says.
前书所说的就是说，要在恩典上啊，就是信心要经过试验。
In 1 Peter, we are told that faith has to undergo trials.
保罗说，信心经过试验就会老练。
Paul says that faith, when it goes through trials, it develops perseverance.
那老练什么意思？
And what does this perseverance
mean? 就是你很会做啊，你会用啊。
It is that we know how to expertly use things.
啊，信心就是让我们使用神的恩典啊。
Faith then is meant for us to know how to use God's grace.
而且信心经过试验的目的就是让我们老练，那我知道说，怎么拿神的恩典来用，怎么拿神的恩典来用。
Therefore, once we have a grace, we know how to persevere and how to utilize God's grace accordingly.
所以今天我们在主耶稣基督里面遇到什么样的这些患难困苦，不用担心。这个就是要我们使用恩典的时候啊，要训练我们怎么样去使用这个恩典的时候。
So today, when we are faced with tribulations and troubles, let us not be dismayed, because this is how God is willing to teach us how to use His grace.
所以是。刚才我提到那个姐妹啊，她现在回想过去，那个时候我为什么会碰到这些一连串的事情？哦，原来就是成就今天的光景。所以今天我才知道说，我在神的恩典上，哇，现在才体会到，不然的话，可能就平平淡淡这样过。哎，感谢神。
We mentioned before that the sister was reminiscing about the trouble she faced, and she realized how all of that was meant to remind her of God's grace, otherwise she would have taken the peace and joy for granted.
在写后书的时候说，哦，你们已经得到宝贵的信心了。
Now when Peter writes Second Peter, he says you have obtained the precious faith.
很老练，懂得怎么样来使用神的恩典。
And you already experienced and know how to use God's grace.
因为神赐给诸般的恩典。来坚固他们。
Because God gives us every sort of grace to strengthen us.
好，那现在看彼得后书第三章。
Let us now turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
第三章最后一节。
2 Peter chapter 3, last verse.
这是结论的地方。
This is the conclusion.
他说啊，你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。愿荣耀啊。都归给他，从今直到永永远，阿门。最后这句话很重要。
This final concluding phrase is very important.
总说一句话就是这样。我们不管听了多少道理，结论就是这句话。
So in summary, no matter how much we have heard, this is the conclusion.
这些道理都是要让我们能够在主耶稣基督的这个恩典上有长进。
Because the word that we hear is meant to let us grow in the grace of the Lord.
那这个恩典要长进啊，它就跟知识结合在一起。
We see also how if this grace is meant to grow, it has to be combined with knowledge.
如果我们没有知识，就不知道怎么样让这个恩典长进，在恩典上恩上加恩。
Because if we are lacking this knowledge, we do not know how to grow in grace and how to go from grace unto grace.
所以每次听道理的时候，就要吸收这样的知识。
So every time we hear the truth, we need to absorb this sort of knowledge.
哇，我就知道怎么样再去发现一个新的恩典哦，明天又发现一个新的恩典。
And then little by little, we discover the little fragments of God's grace.
所以那个姐妹告诉我。天天都有新的恩典，我说感谢神，那你已经老练了。
So when the sister in Vancouver told me that every day she sees the new facets of God's grace, I told her, thank God you have become experienced at God's grace.
圣灵带领她，要怎么样才能每天看到神的恩典
？The Holy Spirit led her so that she could see God's grace in her life every day.
圣灵带领她，说你每天读圣经。
The Holy Spirit led her to read the Bible every single day.
很奇妙，她每天读圣经，哦，她就。他写日记，每天都有神的恩典见证。他拿两本，他已经写了两本日记，给他看，真的很奇妙。
Every day, she experienced the wonderful grace of God, and she used to write diaries of her Bible reading, and she showed them to me.
我跟他说，我有一段时间，差不多有两年的时间呢，也是这样写。
I told her that I had 2 years in my life where I did the same thing she did.
真的是。每天都有新的恩典。
And truly, every day we experience the new grace of God.
所以我很少 写圣灵报的日子，就是因为那一段时间在写日记啊，后来就有一些信徒啊，他说：“哎呀，这个我把你整理出来寄给圣灵报去刊登。”真的那段时间我每一集都有。
And during that period of time,
恩典可以分享。
I used to be able to share God's grace by writing in the Holy Spirit Monthly, the Taiwanese publication. And what happened is that I would write my diaries, and then some other people would organize it and then publish it.
他现在每天都很高兴读圣经，他每天都有他读经的时间，在生活当中工作一切，他说：“哎呀，怎么都这样顺利？很多事情都是意外的平安。”还有神意外的那些安排，让他感受到，他实在太感谢不尽啊。
So this sister was eternally grateful for all the little fragments and pieces of God's grace she could experience every day in her life.
很多事情为什么都是神安排的这么刚好
？And she thought, why is it that God provides so wonderfully?
最后他请你几神学生还有一个人去他家里吃饭。
And in the last days we were there, she invited the theological students for a meal.
他告诉我说：“你们放心的吃哈，不要，这个都是神赐的。”
And she told us, "You can eat in peace because all that you see in the table is given by God."
他说：“神就是意外安排而已，给我一个不晓得是神给他准备10年，他都不知道，到最后突然间呢。”很奇妙的让他知道说，这个在那个地方有一笔这样的钱，他不晓得。
Saying that the reason she could treat them to a meal is because she discovered some money that she has stored away for 10 years, and she hadn't realized that until recently.
也就是说，她丈夫在10年前呢有这个保险但是她不晓得。
Namely, it was insurance that her husband took out, but she did not know.
后来神安排他这个10年来那个保险的人一直在找他，10年找不到他。
And God so provided that the insurance agent was looking for her for 10 years, but he couldn't find her.
所以一直记那个他的这个那个公司已经是发展而且上市的公司了，变成上市的公司了。所以他有鼓励，他是股东啊。变成鼓励，一年就10年的鼓励，他都不晓得，没有，还不晓得，所以根本没有人一直记了10年的鼓励在那里，那个。
And in these 10 years, it so happened the company went public, and she had shares in this stock, but she didn't know any of this.
到最后他女儿结婚的时候，他安排人就最后他女儿要结婚要去台湾的最后那个时间黑棋奇妙安排那个公司人就找到他来，进入他的家里来，跟他办理这个事情。
And it so happens that this insurance agent found the sister the same year that her daughter was to be married.
他说，去到银行领这笔鼓励银行都吓一跳，你怎么急这么久才来？我电脑没有办法。要混好几次打。
And the financial institution which was administering her stock was very surprised that she hadn't touched it for such a long time and had to withdraw the funds in many different installments.
感谢神，他说用这一笔钱来做主耶稣要他做的事情就是做善事，做爱心的事情。
Thank God. She used this sum of money she had to do what God intended her to do, which is to do good and do charity.
帮助需要帮助的人。
To help those who are in need.
用不完。
She said that she did not know how to spend all the money.
所以说你们放心，这个神预备用不完。
This is the reason she said, just eat because God has provided.
不然的话，我们去跟他请示，很多人说，他是一个寡妇，我们这个是不是好？
Otherwise, how would have we dared to accept her invitation, given that she is a widow?
感谢神，他说你们放心，这个就是神早预备好，你们放心。
But thank God, she said, "Just eat in peace, because this is what God provided and prepared for me."
所以他就谈到很多，神的恩典为什么这么奇妙 其实每一件事情都是神早就已经安排好。
So then she started talking to us about how wonderful is God's grace and how God provides from the very beginning.
所以她回想过去，哎呀，越想越清楚。
And the more she meditates about her past, the more clear it becomes.
因为她读圣经。
Because she reads the Bible.
就跟神的恩典对照起来。
And then when she matches this up with God's grace,
哇，就很清楚了。
Everything then becomes clear.
所以我在说，这里彼得就是这么说。
So this is why we said that Peter talks about this in this
way. 这个恩典要跟知识一起长进。
He says that grace and knowledge to grow hand in hand.
我们有时候可能，没有让这两项一起长进。
Many times we do not combine these two so that they can grow in conjunction.
我们的信心是什么？主耶稣带来的是充充满满的恩典和真理。真理是什么？真理就是知识。
What is this grace that we experience? This grace is knowledge.
所以今天呢，要让恩典跟真理一起长进。
It is truth, and that is why grace and knowledge will grow together.
那这样我们就可以在恩典上刚强起来。
In this way, we can grow and be strong in the grace.
我们就知道怎么样用真理的知识来享受神给我们的恩典，就是福利了。
We shall then know how to enjoy this benefit, which is the grace and knowledge that comes from the Lord.
所以这次我去啊，从他也啊得到很多，又让我更清楚一些以前的圣经上我还没有去留意的事情。
During my visit to Vancouver, I learned a lot, and I also realized many things from the Bible that I hadn't thought about before.
在知识上，我又来有一个长进。
And now I had another spurt of growth in knowledge.
那我就更看到对主神的这个充满的恩典更认识，而且更有信心。
Now I have more knowledge about God's grace, and also more faith that is built upon it.
因为这样子，所以减少很多那些不必要的。忧虑啊，或者挂虑啊。
Because of this, I can save myself a lot of worries and preoccupations.
有一些好像担心的事情，现在都消失了，消失了。
There are some things that supposedly I should be worried about, but now they have completely vanished.
感谢神。
Thank you.
让我们知道，哎呀，真的是主耶稣充充满满的恩典和真理就在我们中间。
Because now we know that the fullness of the grace of the Lord is dwelling among us.
其实你看使徒们呢，一直写信勉励啊，就是要让我们知道这件事情。
And when we see the apostles writing epistles and letters, they want to encourage us the same thing.
让我们每天都知道怎么去享用神丰盛的恩典。
So that every day we know how to enjoy God's abundant grace.
这就是我们在天天在追求、在学习的。
And this is what we pursue every single day.
如果说我们能够每天的生活中看见神的恩典，享用神的恩典，我们就会很快乐。
If every day we are able to enjoy and see God's grace around us, then we shall be rejoicing.
感谢神，晚上跟大家分享到这里。
Thank God, this concludes my sharing tonight.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
145首。
Oh.
坐。
Please be seated.
要能善用神的恩典，首先我们就要认识神的恩典。
If we are meant to use God's grace wisely, we should first know God's grace.
好像有一些人呢，不晓得有这个福利。
It's comparable to people who do not know that some benefit exists.
他就不晓得去享用这个福利。
And therefore, they do not know how to enjoy the benefit.
我听人家讲，哦，原来我也可以来有这个福利可以享受。
Then when they find out that they are entitled to enjoy the benefit.
所以说，首先要知道。要认识这个恩典。
This tells us then that we should first know God's grace first.
主耶稣对一个撒玛利亚妇人说
，Jesus said to the Samaritan woman,
你若知道神的恩赐
，If you knew God's grace,
恩赐就是恩典。
If you knew God's gift or grace,
知道神要赐给人的恩典。
If you knew about the grace that God wants to give to
you, 认识。在跟你说话这个人是谁
？If you knew who it is that is talking to you at this moment，
你早就求他，他就给你活水了。
Then you have asked him, and he would have given you already the living water。
这个话就很清楚了。
These words are very clear。
所以一定要能够知道神的恩赐、神的恩典。
We need to know God's gift and God's grace。
而且认识说这个恩典呢，是借着血来赐给我们的。
And know that this grace comes from the blood。
就是借着耶稣基督。
That is to say, they come.
那这样的话，我们就可以用信心来领受了。
And then we can partake of this grace through faith.
我们相信神的这个爱，神的赏赐。
Because we believe in what God is giving us, we believe in God's love.
接受耶稣基督的恩典。
We believe in receiving and accepting the Lord's grace.
只要用信心来接受。
If only we have grace to accept it.
就是借着信心的祷告就可以享用这个恩典。
Through a prayer, backed by faith, we can then come to the enjoyment of this grace.
所以我们信心呢，一定要坚固。
Therefore, let us be strong in the faith.
要在恩典上坚固，信心就要坚固，先要坚固。
If we want to stand strong in the grace, we need to stand strong in the faith.
然后在知识上，在道理上，在长进。
And then let us grow in the truth and in the grace.
这样就恩上加恩。
And then we shall be able to go from grace unto grace.
那我们就更懂得怎么样来善用神的恩典。
Then we will know how to use God's grace wisely even more.
每天都可以享用神充充满满的恩典。
Every moment.Every day, we'll know how to enjoy God's grace in our lives.
那神赐给我们最宝贵的恩典是什么？
What is then the most precious grace that we can receive from God?
圣灵啊，住在我们里面。
It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
就是主耶稣与我们同在。
It is the abundance of the Lord in us.
他的灵住在我们心里。
It is His Spirit living in our hearts.
他要加给我们力量。
He will strengthen us.
让我们心里啊信心刚强。
So that we can be strengthened from within.
他还赐给我们上头的这个智慧。
Moreover, He will grant us the heavenly wisdom.
让我们明白啊圣经里的道理。
So that we can understand the truth in the Bible.
我们就更知道怎么样来享用神的恩典。
So that we can know even more how to use God's grace wisely.
所以这个圣灵很宝贵。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is very precious.
圣灵呢，现在我们祷告的时候，我们都要求圣灵来充满。
So now when we pray, let us ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们有新来的朋友呢，我们就祷圣灵祷告，就是圣灵感动我们的，讲出了我们能听不懂的话。
And for the friends that are joining us in this service, the words that we speak in prayer are the movement of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵与我们同在。
And this is the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
他要代替我们祷告。
Who will take our place in our prayer.
所以当我们祷告的时候有圣灵的人呢圣灵就会替我们讲话。
So when we pray, those of us who have the Holy Spirit will have the intercession of the Holy Spirit
speaking to us. 没有受圣灵的人就靠自己对神说话。
We who do not have the Holy Spirit rely on ourselves to talk to God.
哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And what we can say is, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
向神感谢祈求。
And with these words, we give thanks to God and petition before God.
这个是一种悟性的祷告。
This is prayer in understanding.
那圣灵的祷告是圣灵代替我们说话。
On the other hand, the prayer through the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit speaks for us.
这个是要让我们的信心刚强。
So that we can be strengthened in the faith.
让我们得到上头的智慧能力。
So that we can receive the power and knowledge that come from above.
让我们更知道怎么来享受神的恩典。
That we might know even further how to enjoy God's grace.
是神最宝贵的恩赐。
This is the most precious gift that we receive from God.
我们要一起来祷告。
Let us now pray together.